like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Jessica Lager.
And this is It's Movie Time. All right, Jessica, help me out here. What is this frenzy about the Hunger Games chasing fire? What appeals to you in this?
The strong female lead.
Okay, so we're talking Katniss?
Yes, played by Jennifer Lawrence.
Okay.
She's strong and she's powerful, but she has such a good heart. She's a strong individual who cares very much for her family and wants to protect them, but she hates the position that she's put in.
What intrigues me about her as a modern heroine is that she's reluctant for all of this publicity that she's getting.
Oh, yes.
From being the winner of the Hunger Games. In the end, she still wants to save her family and Jess herself.
She does. She's reluctant for this fame, but she's also reluctant to have people rally behind her.
Yes.
Because she doesn't want to put her family in danger, because that's what's most important to her.
We know the next films that will close out this trilogy are going to be about an uprising.
Oh, yes. It's coming.
And she is the obvious leader of that. But I so much delight in her ambivalence about this. She's a lady, as one reviewer was looking at, whose arrows are never depleted in her quiver.
Yes, yes, that's a good way to describe her, I think.
She just reaches back and gets out another arrow, which is probably a metaphor for her relentless pursuit. What about the romance? We have a triangle.
It's very interesting. First film, she puts on the show that she cares for PETA to save him and to save herself. But you see that really developing into something that's real in the second movie, which I liked. I like this like love triangle, and you're not really sure who's really the right guy for her. Who does she really have the stronger feelings for?
And so instructive for young adults that love isn't one-dimensional. She's conflicted as any young woman might be.
Yes, I think even if she doesn't feel romantic feelings for him in the beginning, she has very strong feelings for him in keeping him safe.
Yeah, that's...
Which I think even towards the end, I felt like there was a little bit of romantic feelings emerging.
A few prolonged kisses here? What's going on?
I know.
Because PETA, played by Josh Hutcherson, has been kind of a dweeb up to...
Yes. She's much stronger than him, I feel
I know
like.
He is.
She wants to protect him and sacrifice her own life for his.
Yes.
Several times she talks about this in the
movie. I know.
If they were to get in a fight, she would win. So it's interesting how different they really are.
I love it, the fact she's just a bit taller than he.
Yes.
I mean, they've got everything set up for her to dominate him. Any other characters that intrigue you?
I was so excited to see that Philip Seymour Hoffman would be in it.
He's playing Plutarch Heavensby.
Yes, yes, the new gamer.
It's tough to figure out where he's coming from.
You don't really know. Like, you think he's bad coming in, but you're not. There's something up, but you're not sure what.
Exactly.
And I love how he plays that.
He can underplay something so that he just keeps your attention.
Donald Sutherland's another one.
President Snow.
Yes.
What intrigues you about him?
He has such a likable look to him and such a safe presence, but yet he's the opposite of that. Yeah. I don't know, there's something about his character that you want to like him, and you see several scenes where he's with his granddaughter and you think he's like a grandpa and you want to like this guy, but he's evil.
This Hunger Games, and particularly Catching Fire, illuminates current totalitarian regimes.
It's a big commentary on media.
Caesar Flickerman, the oily MC, blazing white teeth and the phony.
And the ponytail, like the purple hair. I think it was purple.
His tan, Jess. His, his bottled tan.
Yes.
A representative of very sleazy media that's moving everything.
It's clear when they visit the different districts, as you see in the first movie also, that they're very poor.
Yes.
The people are on that verge of wanting to revolt. One of the most moving scenes for me was when Katniss and PETA visit the first district while on their tour.
So I'm going to ask you to open up with your grade for The Hunger Games Catching Fire.
I would give it an A-. It was a good follow-up to the first one.
Yes, and some would say even better.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to give it a B+. Too much fighting. Baboons were just way over the top, I thought.
Yeah. I could have done without the baboons.
Yes, right. But I think we're saying, look it, if you can get a ticket.
Yes, it's crowded. Let's see it if you can. It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at 1550 North High Street in the South Campus Gateway. Gateway has indoor parking at 11th and High. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to shows and read reviews at wcbe.org.